National Condom Week takes place around Valentine's Day every year. This year, it's February 13th through the 17th. The event was started at UC Berkeley in 1978, and now universities all over the country use this week as an opportunity to educate students about safe sex. There will be a new event as part of this year's Condom Week in Bloomington, the Condom Fashion Show. I visited with one of the designers to talk about her creative process. Michelle Bartley's sewing machine sits on a desk in the corner of her bedroom. The design student at Indiana University spreads her preliminary patterns out on a small patch of floor by the foot of her bed to show me the concept of her latest design.
It's going to be kind of a mermaid silhouette. I'm working on the bodice, and I'm just going to stitch the condoms onto it. And then the bottom is going to be all from these packages that I've slowly been opening.
Bartley will be one of seven designers competing in the first condom fashion show in Bloomington. She was given 500 condoms in their packages to use in her design.
I really like working with different kind of bizarre textiles. So this is fun. this is normal for me.
She's designed with coffee filters in the past, but they're similar enough to traditional textiles that working with them wasn't a stretch for her. Condoms, on the other hand, have forced her to reverse engineer her design.
Because normally, you know, like you design a skirt and you think, oh, I want it to be fluffy, so I'm going to use this material so it's stiff. Whereas with this one, you have your material first, so then you just kind of now design backwards into something.
The fashion show is being put on by Illuminate Bloomington, a group for young, gay, and bisexual men in South Central Indiana. They received a grant from the State Department of Health to purchase 10,000 condoms in 7 different colors. Illuminate coordinator Patrick Batani says he understands why condoms can make some people uncomfortable.
Our society makes sex so taboo, when the reality is that it is so innately human.
Part of the point of the fashion show is to use fun and humor to educate.
It's also showing and getting people comfortable with being able to see condoms and look at condoms and just be comfortable around them. And I think that's a huge thing. People aren't really that comfortable being around condoms.
Opening. I'm using the condoms and braiding them to kind of make the straps.
After about 2 weeks of working on her design, Bartley has become very comfortable with condoms, now seeing them as a tool for her creativity. As a visual artist, she says, she's often compelled to question and then reimagine the purpose of an item.
It's really just a frame of mind to consider really what the possibilities of something are besides what they are sold to you for. And I mean, there's, you know, if you look in your kitchen, there's bound to be something you use a different way than what you bought it for, so...
The Condom Fashion Show will be taking place on Thursday, February 16th at 8 p.m. at the coffee shop in Collins Living Learning Center on the campus of Indiana University. Learn more about the event and Illuminate Bloomington on our website, wfiu.org/arts. For WFIU Arts, I'm Annie Corrigan.